I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Members of MSU's Communications and Brand Strategy Office embarked on the Great State Road Trip this summer to see how Spartans make Michigan a place of opportunity, innovation, and prosperity. Jennifer Orlando was part of the team.
The Great State Road Trip was a social-first, real-time campaign that we at Communications and Brand Strategy had the idea for. And so kind of two objectives kind of came up. One was to really get at the impact that Michigan State University has here in Michigan. You know, we are the largest university here in the state, and we do have wonderful Spartans who are doing amazing things, from community medicine to Great Lakes research to agricultural research. So we wanted to show that and highlight that impact. But then we also wanted to kind of grow the affinity by showcasing some pride-worthy content for our fans out there. A lot of Michiganders are Spartans. But we know a lot of people are originally from Michigan who live elsewhere in the state or in the country and then throughout the world. And we wanted to play on that nostalgia of what a road trip is. Many Michiganders take road trips in the summer. And so we did that. We spent our summer on the road profiling and finding and celebrating with Spartans all over the state of Michigan.
With all that MSU does around the state, it was difficult for the team to pare down the list of places to visit to just 8.
So yes, it was difficult to kind of whittle things down. So we really kind of stuck to our strategy and stuck to our key research areas. So we focused a lot on water and food and community medicine. So we wanted to make sure we highlighted stories that kind of filled those buckets. We kind of came up with these 8 different stories that were in 7 different cities or regions of Michigan. So we, of course, started here in East Lansing. That's where Michigan State is, of course. So we said, of course, we'll start at home. And we highlighted FRIB and the Institute for Quantitative Health Sciences. And then we headed over to Detroit. And so we did 2 feature stories there. One was on composite materials research that we do over in the historic Corktown neighborhood, and the other was about Detroit Street Care, which is kind of like a mobile health clinic that Spartan medical students are running. And then from there, we went to Traverse City, where we highlighted the awesome work that our students do across multiple colleges, arts and letters, music, communication arts and sciences. They present their work at the Traverse City Film Festival. So then we went to Flint, where we featured some of our Spartan nurses who held a health fair. From Flint, we went up to Hammond Bay, and we highlighted the work we do with sea lamprey. Then we went up to the UP, because you cannot forget about the Upper Peninsula if you're doing a road trip about the state of Michigan. And so we highlighted some of our work that our extension office does up there. We highlighted the Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center. And fun fact, they've been there since 1899. And then we went to Holland. So we kind of drove all the way down to the west side of the state. And we featured some really awesome work that we are doing with a new organic redox flow battery, which would help with kind of our national grid system, making things more efficient. Basically finding new ways to store renewable types of energy, and that's over in Holland at our Bioeconomy Institute.
Ellen Dopke handled the social media interaction that played a big role in allowing Spartans to come along on the road trip in real time.
I don't think without social media we could have had the same feel to the road trip. I think and I hope that people felt like they were on it with us because they were following along in real time, and we tried to customize all of the content so that it would really reach each platform in particular. So we knew on Instagram that people love boomerangs and sort of that GIF feel of a video. So we tried to do as many of those as we could for that platform. We know on Facebook, video is really important. So we tried to highlight a lot of content through video on that platform. So we were thinking about each audience and each platform and how we could best engage them. And luckily, it worked, and we got a great reaction from people.
Dopke found that the trip helped to enhance the MSU brand in the social world.
So I think this project, the road trip, really showed us how effective it is when you customize content for each platform. So I think in the future, we'll continue to do that. And something else we learned that is pretty obvious, but I think this project really highlighted it. Anytime we can put strong branding, put the Spartan helmet on things, make it easy for people to know as they're scrolling through their newsfeed that piece of content is MSU, that works wonders. People engage with it. You know, you don't want to make them work too hard as they're scrolling through their news feed and they're looking through hundreds of pieces of content every day. So the more we can label things in a really obvious way that they're MSU, I think the more people are going to engage with them. So I think we'll continue to do that as well.
Even though Orlando is an MSU alumna and works in communications at the university,
my pride was elevated, you know, taking this road trip, going on the road for 3 weeks. I was blown away by how passionate our Spartans are, talking with some of our doctors who do work in Detroit and how they just devote so much of their time to ensure that everyone has access to some sort of health care. And I was blown away by the fact that MSU has been up in the UP since 1899. That's really cool. I think I was just amazed by the impact that we have on our state.
So I didn't go to MSU. I'm a happily adopted Spartan. But something that really stood out to me is you hear the term Spartan Nation, and it is real, even on a Michigan level. So it was interesting and surprising to me to the point where I almost felt like I was on a reality TV show sometimes. We would be anywhere, and we would see somebody with a Spartan T-shirt, or they would yell, "Go Green," at us. We were hiking in the middle of the forest in the UP, to get some B-roll for our UP feature story. And we saw maybe 10 people the entire way for hours. And one of the people that walked by had an MSU baseball shirt on. So it was just really incredible to me to see in real life that Spartans are everywhere and they're making a difference everywhere.
Take a ride on the Great State Road Trip at msu.edu/roadtrip. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.